Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on Jerome, J-E-R-O-M-E, Lane, L-A-N-E. Jerome Lane is a 71-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 8-2-22, but at that time he was stepping out of a truck and did not know that the truck was leaning off the ground. It appeared it was stuck on telephone wires. It appeared he believed he injured his left foot but did not fall. Perry went to Jefferson Hospital emergency room afterwards. Period. With this and further evaluation, Hanger sends his final diagnosis to be possible tendonitis or sprain. Perry did have injections and wear a boot for a period of time, but did not undergo any surgery in this matter. Perry is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. As per the records provided, Mr. Lane was seen at Jefferson emergency room on 8-1-22. He reported he was driving his dump truck when it accidentally struck a pole, pulling wires down. The bed of the truck struck the pole and pulled the wire. There was not a traumatic mechanism that he was involved in. When he stepped out of the truck, he inverted his left foot. He also was having chest pressure. He had an abnormal stress test and was slated for cardiac catheterization already. He had a history of gout, hypertension, and prostate cancer. Period. He was evaluated and was treated and released with a diagnosis of severe osteoarthritis seen on the ankle x-rays. There were no definite acute fractures. Brady also had a chest x-ray that was negative for acute cardiopulmonary pathology. He was consulted and evaluated by cardiology due to a hypertensive urgency with an abnormal electrocardiogram. He was seen by a podiatrist named Dr. Kellmeyer, K-E-L-L-M-Y-E-R, in 8-2-22 with left ankle pain. Brady reported pain and swelling since the time of injury. Dr. Kellmeyer performed an evaluation and reviewed the x-rays just cited. She gave a diagnosis of a left lateral ankle sprain for which he was referred for an MRI, CAM boot, and physical therapy. He would be discharged from podiatry standpoint after his MRI was complete as early as today. He was seen by Dr. DePace, D-E-P-A-C-E, also at the emergency room on 8-2-22. Mr. Lane's numerous diagnostic studies, including blood work, were reviewed. He was being seen by this physician relative to his hypertension and cardiac issues. New paragraph, he did have an echocardiogram as well. EKG was also done. He had an MRI of the ankle. before being discharged from the hospital. Period. This was completed on 8/3/22 and showed chronic ankle ligamentous sprain but no full thickness tear. Semicolon. Peroneal tendinosis with mild tendinitis. Semicolon. Mild posterior tibial tendinosis. Semicolon. Chronic plantar fasciitis. Period. He was discharged from the hospital the same day via Dr. DePace. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Lane underwent a need for treatment evaluation with Dr. Ponzio on 9/12/22. Period. He noted while hospitalized, Mr. Lane declined cardiac catheterization as he had done in the past. Period. He had worn a boot for 3 days and his knee began to become painful. Period. He was in the hospital from 8/1/22 through 8/3/22, during which there were no complaints of involving his left knee. Period. Therefore, it was not clear as to when his left knee pain began. Period. He claims he continued to wear the boot for 3 to 4 weeks. Period. Dr. Ponzio rendered diagnoses. Scratch that. Wrote his ankle sprain was related to the incident. Period. However, the grade of sprain based on the MRI and lack of reported ecchymosis is low grade, parentheses, grade 1, close parentheses. Period. Treatment is support, rest, ice elevation, and follow-up with a structured exercise program. Period. His ankle will not alter his ability to drive. Period. His knee is not related and is associated with degenerative joint disease related to prior knee problems, comma, surgery, comma, and gout. Period. He has an active flare-up of gout in his left elbow, to which he was referred to see his primary care physician. Period. He was also urged to follow up with the cardiologist and follow his recommendations. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. He declined fully gouting and simply rolled up his pants, limiting proximal visualization and pinprick testing. Period. Inspection did reveal long toenails and onychomycosis of many toenails. Period. He had a left second hammer toe. Period. Left ankle motion was full in all spheres, without crepitus, but eversion elicited tenderness. Period. Motion of the right ankle, knees, and hips were negative for tenderness or crepitus. Period. He was mildly tender, just inferior to the left lateral malleolus, but nowhere else. Period. Feet, ankle maneuvers normal, thoracic normal, lumbar normal. Impressions on 8/2/22. Jerome Lane inverted his left ankle. Period. He was stepping out of his truck that had struck some wires. Period. He was seen at the emergency room the same day and had x-rays that showed no acute osseous abnormalities. Period. He did have some abnormal cardiac findings, so was admitted for further evaluation and treatment. Period. He declined undergoing cardiac catheterization that had been recommended. Period. Prior to leaving the hospital on 8/3/22, he had an MRI of the ankle as noted above. Period. He was advised to follow up and participate in a home exercise program, but it is unclear whether he was compliant in that regard. Reading the paragraph of the current exam, found there to be full range of motion about the left ankle, with no swelling or crepitus. Appeared he had a normal gait and could walk on his heels and toes. Appeared there was only mild tenderness just inferior to the left lateral malleolus. Appeared he also complained of tenderness with eversion of the left ankle. Appeared his toenails were unkempt. Appeared in the paragraph there is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left foot. Appeared his ankle sprain has fully resolved from an objective orthopedic perspective. Appeared his underlying degenerative joint disease of the foot that was also seen in other body areas was not permanently aggravated or accelerated to a material degree by the event in question. Period.